Good morning and welcome to KTLO's regular Sunday morning worship service from the First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to First Methodist. It's good to see each and every one of you. We're so glad that you've chosen to worship with us here in the sanctuary and online and on TV. And we're just so glad you're here with us and a part of our church family today. I'll draw your attention to the announcements. There's one correction to make. That food bank volunteer day, they don't actually need physical lifting, helping, moving stuff kind of help. They need help putting labels on cans. So if that seems a little more your speed and you want to help the volunteer and help the food bank out, maybe that's something you could do. Also, an addition is that the Red Cross disaster training, because our church is a Red Cross disaster shelter, the training for that, if you'd like to be involved in it, ask questions, find out more, is going to be Saturday the 24th here at the church from 10 to 2. And Debbie Bodenhammer and Jeff Quick are your contacts on that, or you can call Pastor Tom or myself. Also, to let you know, if you're a part of or want to be a part of Breakfast, it's a men's group that would meet on Monday mornings very early. They're switching that to lunch, and it's a bring-your-own lunch. So if you're interested in that, come join the men as well. If you have been interested in a life group, you can see now on the back of your bulletin who's got one going and where there's going to be some room for you and who you might know. And if you want to start one, there's brochures about all that. Talk to Pastor Tom. Talk to us. We can help you out with that. And on the Lent study, Embracing the Uncertain, we just barely got started with introductions last week, so it's not too late if you're interested in that study for the Lenten season. Let me know. Anything else? Did I cover it all? Great. All right, well then let's begin our worship service in prayer. Gracious, most loving God, we thank you for the beauty of this day and for the opportunity to be in your house to worship. We're thankful for the gift of song and of music to help lift our spirits, to help draw us closer to you. Lord God, in this time of worship, fill us with your spirit. Remind us of your presence. Fill us with your goodness and your love and your mercy, and then send us out, Lord, to do your work and your will in your power and your name and in your love. Lord God, bless us in this hour of worship. This we pray in Christ's holy name. Amen.
And join me in our modern affirmation on 885 in your hymnals. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's the one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love. whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen.
Let us now join together in a time of silent prayer and meditation, where we each lift up our own petitions to the Lord, and then I will pray for us. Lord God, hear our prayers. We come before you in prayer because we know that you have all wisdom. We come before you with our petitions because we know that you have all power. We lift our concerns to you. We spill open our hearts before you, Lord. We tell you of the things that terrify us and the things that excite us and the things we're worried about and the things we're grateful for. We do all that, Lord, because we know that you are infinitely loving and caring, and you care about each and every concern of each and every child you have. Help us to always trust that we know about you, Lord. Help us to always have the desire to bring before you the things that are weighing on our hearts and the things that we're super excited about. Help us to always be in that kind of relationship with you that gives us life and purpose and guidance and direction and a sense of true meaning in our lives. Help us to be righteous, to be your reflection into the world. It's often so very dark and so in desperate need of you. Lord, we lift to you concerns all around our globe and in each of our individual lives, but particularly, Lord, in the wake of the tragedy this week in Florida, Lord, we ask for your blessings and your mercies to be poured out, Lord, all over the place, in all the people's lives, in all the situations, and the things they can't even foresee now that are going to come their way because of this tragedy, Lord. We ask that you would just adorn them with your mighty presence and power, strength and comfort and hope. And Lord, help us all as a nation try and figure out how to proceed in the midst of this kind of stuff happening over and over again. Lord God, in your mercy, hear our prayers today, be they big or small or anywhere in between. Lord, hear our prayers today. And we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and all the glory as we pray together the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn of faith is, Lord, who throughout these 40 days, we are in the season of Lent, and so these 40 days we sing about.
Be seated or stand as you like. And now, before we pray for offering this morning, we have a very special guest to bring us a very special message this morning.
To give you an update on all of our mission projects coming up. I'm the pig in the pulpit. I know those FFA boys that were here earlier, some of them propositioned me. I said, no, I'm not available. But we are planning a Kiss the Pig Carnival. To raise mission funds. We're planning a fun afternoon for adults and children. It's on March the 11th, that's a Sunday, from noon to 3 in the UMAD. Now then, we're going to offer a pig in the poke for lunch. That's $5 for a pulled pork sandwich, chips, cookie, and a drink. All the missions that we have are going to have a booth. They'll have fun games, they'll have prizes, and we will have a photo booth, piñatas, bowling, everything for adults and children. Not just children, you adults. What they will do is we'll sell you tickets for $1, only costs 25 cents, and you might win something big. And be able to have your picture taken with a pig. Not me, a pig. Now then, just to make it interesting, everybody on the mission team has their little bucket with their little picture on it. And to make it fair, because some of them didn't want to do this, those that have the most $5 in their bucket by that Sunday will get the honor of kissing the pig. Now, that's a deal and a half, y'all. See somebody kiss a pig. So remember, we are Methodists, we believe in mission work, and we help others. Have a great day.
Thanks, Carolyn. We promise not to stare too much. If there's any doubt, you know we're not a synagogue for sure, right? Okay, on a more serious note, we'll ask God to bless what we give back today. Our gracious God, we thank you for a little levity. Indeed, worship is a celebration, and we celebrate those things that our church does for so many good in the community. Our mission team works so hard in so many missions. We give you thanks for them. We know, Lord, that the engine that drives them is your Holy Spirit and the cash out of our pockets. So bless what we give back today for the missions of this church, because we do indeed bring kingdom here to Mountain Home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise Jesus Christ, who's God of bliss. Praise
It is a good day for worship of God through song and music today. Thank you, choir. It was beautiful.